This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb. On Thursday this week, Mike Press and Mason Holland asked a bankruptcy court to sell them the assets of Eclipse Aviation for $40 million, so they could transform it into a new company called Eclipse Aerospace. We caught up with Mike Press on Thursday morning to ask about his plans for the company's future. Okay, and so once you leave court today, what happens next?
Well, once we leave court, the judge will approve the sale. And then once that happens, it goes into escrow, obviously. And that's about a one-week escrow. We anticipate the actual closing to take place at the end of the month. And we will stand up the new company on the 1st of September.
So that will be in Albuquerque is your plan, and what do you plan to do first?
Okay, well, we're in Albuquerque right now, and we're hiring the initial cadre of engineers and staff to start operations on the 1st of September. We'll start small and basically get the company up and running, get with the FAA, start servicing the type certificate, making sure that we take the custody of the type certificate, get the parts and the services flowing to the current owners. There's a number of airplanes that are AOG. We want to get those parts to those owners and get those airplanes back in the air. And so the first month will mainly be getting organized, getting the company up and running, getting the services and the parts to the current fleet of owners.
Okay, and how is all this being funded? It was $40 million to buy the assets, is that right?
Well, it was $20 million cash and $20 million note, and then we have the working capital to fund the operation.
And were there incentives from the city of Albuquerque?
There was we renegotiated the leases with the city of Albuquerque. We didn't get any special incentives. There are obviously incentives that are in place for any business that's starting and hiring employees. So, there are some there's some federal and state and city incentives for rehiring people and starting things, but those are just standard for any company. So we didn't get any special favors.
Okay, and what's the status of the Dayjet airplanes?
Status of the Dayjet airplanes is that's part of the we purchased the Dayjet airplanes, and we're going to refurbish those and resell them.
And you're also going to be offering upgrades to current Eclipse owners?
And we're going to be offering upgrades to we're going to bring the fleet all up to the current standard. So there's quite a bit of upgrade work to be done for the 260 airplanes out there. And so we're going to bring them all up to the current standard. We also were going to talk to the EASA authorities and get the EASA certificate back. It's been suspended, but we've already been in discussions, and we'll get that EASA type certificate back current.
And what would that involve? Do you know? Do they have certain criteria they want you to meet before they re?
No, it was basically an administrative. There was nobody to maintain the type certificate, so we'll have people on staff that'll be able to maintain the type certificate.
Okay, and what about training for the Eclipse pilots who are out there or who need that?
Well, we are in discussions with training providers. We should have the training up and running in the month of September.
And I know you've been saying you plan to restart production. Do you have any further info about that? Or
we are going to restart production. That's our main goal. However, we do have to study the all the issues that revolve around the production. Of course, the production certificate is we have to revalidate a production certificate because it's a new company. So we have to work with the FAA and get a production certificate recertified. We also have to work with the suppliers and study the issues with the production, and so before we so it'll be a while before we start production. We're looking at anywhere from 6 to 18 months before we restart the production line.
Okay, and do you have a price point in mind for new airplanes when you start that?
No, we don't. What we're going to do is obviously revalidate the cost to build the airplane, the basic the bill of materials and the labor cost to build the airplane. We'll also look at the obviously the cost of in the marketplace and where it fits in the marketplace. We still believe that it will be the most affordable light jet in the marketplace, and we don't see any problem of re-achieving that goal. Obviously, we're not going to build airplanes without a profit. We're going to our motto is profit profitability first and growth second. So we're going to make sure that when we do start production, that it's going to be profitable.
And do you have an idea of what, when you do restart, like how many, what kind of volume it would be?
Yeah, we're not going to, we're going to, basically, it's going to be relative to the last company, it's going to be a low volume production. It's going to be, I would say, similar to most of the other production lines, you know, somewhere around 100 to 120 a year, similar to a Mustang production line or a even a TBM production line. Obviously, the marketplace is going to determine what the volume is going to be and the demand. We've always believed that the worldwide demand is going to dictate the eventual volume.
So do you have a sense at this point of how many of those 260 owners are looking to keep their airplanes versus maybe would be interested in your buyback program?
Oh, I think most of them are going to keep them. We've bought back a few already off the secondary market. I think if you go out there, it's there's not that many for sale anymore on the secondary market. And of course the prices were down over the summer, but or the spring, but I think prices are starting to come back up already, and I don't know, you'll probably have the normal 10% 5-10% of the fleet for sale at any one time. I think it's somewhere around that right now, where a lot of the other fleets, you're up around 20% of the fleets for sale. So I think actually the Eclipse, there's not going to be that many for sale. You know, it'll be a normalized market where there'll be about 10% for sale. The airplane's a great airplane. I mean, it's I have over 400 hours on my airplane. I've been flying it for 2.5 years. It's a fantastic airplane. I think you talk to all the owners who fly it, I think it's a great airplane. The problem has been that that they can't get parts and they can't get service. Although there is quite a bit of service now, and it's really a parts issue, I think. So once we get that, I think, like I said, the airplane's a great product. We'll get it rebranded. We'll get it out into the customer's hands, and we'll get the airplanes upgraded and refurbished and resold, and after 6 months we'll take a look at the marketplace and where we are, and hopefully start production sooner than later.
Do you feel you have sort of the backing of the Eclipse owners who are out there? Are they all on board with this?
Yeah, I don't think you're never going to get 100% on board on anything. And I think the Eclipse owners are out there saying, okay, let's wait and see, and see how they, see how they do. So our goal is to basically not promise anything, but just start delivering and start delivering services and parts and upgrades, and hopefully after 6 months we'll earn that respect, and then hopefully after 6 months they will be on board. So I can't say they're on board right now. I think everybody's in a wait and see mode.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.